So up next, we have our interview with Catherine Wallace, who is currently in studio. The organization I Am Water focuses on using ocean experiences and education linked to creating awareness about marine conservation in relation to issues such as pollution, poaching, and climate change. To talk more about the organization, in studio I have Catherine Wallace, the I Am Water's project coordinator and resident marine scientist. She works on keeping the workshop curriculums current and up-to-date scientifically, training and continued training of coaches, and she manages their social media channels as well. So this keeps in line with our theme for today, which is here and now we can make a change, focusing on young people bringing a positive change to the community. So welcome to RX Radio, Catherine. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, a little bit nervous. I've never been in a radio studio, but I'm excited.
Okay, it's expected, it's expected. So for those listeners who don't know, can you please explain what I Am Water is?
Sure. So we are an organization based in Cape Town that takes grade 7 learners on immersive ocean experiences at our beaches here in Cape Town. We work with grade 7 students, and our goals are to connect coastal communities with their oceans, to encourage them to want to protect them, and our ethos is connect, love, protect. So we connect these communities back with their oceans and spark a love for the oceans, and with that love, we hope that they want to protect them.
Connect, love, and protect. Please tell us more about how you educate and raise awareness for issues like pollution, poaching, and climate change.
Sure. So we raise awareness for these issues in our presentations. So we do ocean discussions on all of our workshops where we talk about very important ocean issues and challenges and conversations, and we invite the kids who join our workshops to join these conversations and be part of the conversation. So we talk about ocean challenges such as pollution and poaching, and we talk about how there are bigger solutions to these issues as well as smaller solutions that everyone can do themselves. And we also, we don't just talk to the kids about the issues. We also let them see the ocean and experience the ocean, and I think that helps them understand why those issues are so big, because if the ocean is being affected in these ways negatively, they won't get to experience it as they are right now.
And what are some of the common misconceptions regarding issues of pollution and climate change and how they impact our oceans?
I think some people think that it's not them. I think we have this misconception that it's the big corporations causing all the issues, and that is true. It is mostly big corporations, and it's usually industrial, but everyone is contributing in a small way, and that means everyone can contribute in a small way to fixing it. So I think the main misconception is that every person can't do something about it, because everyone is actually able to make a difference, and we all have the power to do small changes to our daily lives that make a difference.
Could you mention perhaps some of these changes?
Yeah, so the few that we like are obviously the most obvious ones, the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle. And this we think most people can do, and obviously we understand that not everyone is able to do them, but by reducing our waste, we can, when we go to the shops, we can say, no, I don't need a plastic bag, or just not buy a plastic water bottle. And reuse would be if you do get a plastic bag at the shops, you bring it the next time you go to the shops and you reuse that bag until you can't anymore. And then recycle is it's one that confuses a few people. I think some people think recycling is reusing, but recycling is simply putting your waste in the right bins, and these bins are then sent to a plant that does all the work for you, and they recycle that waste for you and make it into something else.
I noticed as well that at certain shops you can ask for the straw. I think it's the paper straw.
So
are those biodegradable or?
So some of them, you get straws that look like plastic straws and they are compostable, which means your compost heap where you put all your, like, your food waste, they would break down in that. And then you get your paper straws, which break down super quickly. Sometimes they break down whilst you're drinking your drink even.
Yeah.
So I think those are also a really good way to reduce your plastic waste, to ask for different straws or no straw at all if you are able to not use a straw.
And what are ways in which we as children can positively contribute to the well-being of our oceans?
I think the biggest way that children can have a positive impact is by talking about ocean issues. The more we talk about these issues and raise awareness, the more impact we can have. So sometimes children can't tell their parents or whoever is looking after them to not use a plastic bag. But the more they talk about it, the more likely it is that these issues will be understood and heard, and children's voices are much louder than they think. I think children have a lot more power when they speak than they often perceive they do. And just talking about these issues, and I don't know, if you're at school, you can start campaigns at your school to recycle more. Yeah, just making the issue known a bit more, I think, is a good way to start.
Yeah, that's what Arctic Radio is all about. Children are heard. They definitely have to be heard by now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how has COVID-19 impacted the way you operate now?
We have changed quite a few things. We are not really running workshops with schools anymore. That is our main focus. We are now running workshops with the public. So we are just setting up at the beach, and anyone who's there in the right age range of 8 to 15 can come and join us. And yeah, so we're not really working with schools as much, but we're still working with a school age group of kids. And we take less kids on our workshops now so that we can socially distance. And our workshops are still running exactly the same, just with masks and social distancing. And yeah, it was the lockdown, of course, stopped that for us. But we're back up and running, and we are so excited to just keep growing.
So for anyone that wants to get in touch with I Am Water to be part of your organization, how would they go about doing so?
They can go to our website, www.iamwaterfoundation.org, and we have a contact page on there that they can find us through.
I'm going to mention our theme for today, which is Here and Now We Can Make a Change. Do you have a message of encouragement to any of the children that wants to make a positive impact on their community? On the community.
Wow. Yeah, I think what I said earlier about talking about these big issues and trying to raise awareness, and yeah, just encouraging everyone to make small changes, because big changes are hard and we forget to do them and we get overwhelmed by them. So the small changes that we can do every day in our lives are the way forward, I think.
In case I missed anything, is there any points you want to bring up for us still?
No, I think that covered everything. I'm just really excited about what we're doing.
It was great having you here today, and